Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM. Barbecue Bob and I are at Family Fair at 3690 44th Street over in Granville, right by the mall. It's a beautiful day in West Michigan, going to be 85 and a little humid today. Not a better reason to get out and fire up that grill. What do you think, Bob?
I think so, Jop. This is the biggest grilling weekend of the year in America, and that's all that matters.
Yeah, you know, the All Hell competition barbecue team was on with us on that last segment, and they opened up the, they brought us some pulled pork, and I tell you what, that stuff is fabulous. It's no wonder that they're winning prizes with that stuff.
Yeah, it's pretty tasty, and you know, pulled pork's just still always one of my favorites.
Yeah, and it's just good to know that, you know, you don't have to be an expert to get into this. So if any of you that are listening out there want to get into this competition, give it a run. Barbecue Bob and I did. We got in one. You know, we've got some equipment, but we're not like the high-end guys. There's people that roll up in these giant trailers, but you can compete with whatever you got.
I think we need to hijack that Spartan trailer right there. What do you think?
Yeah. Well, you know what? It's close.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's all set. By the way, the Spartan trailer will be at Knapp's Corners on July 16th. So it's Picnic at the Pops, 14th and 15th, and then right around the corner at Knapp's Corners on the 16th. So if you're anywhere in the northeast side of Grand Rapids, you need to hook up with that little team there, Ralph and Sandy, because they are some awesome folks, and they're traveling around Michigan, turning people on to Tender Ridge and Preferred Angus from Spartan, and everybody knows Spartan's got the meat.
Well, they got the trailer fired up here, too. Don't overlook that. They're going to be cooking 100 pounds of New York strips here. They're cutting it up one bite at a time. We're right out here at Family Fair in Granville, and about 10:30, he's going to start serving those steaks. And you know what? If you come up and you get a taste of it, he's got a coupon there for $1 off per pound on the New York strips. I think they're $5.99 a pound in the store right now, so that's a great deal if you get a chance. Bob, you were going to give us some tips on healthy grilling. What you got for us today?
Absolutely. And our address here is 3960 44th Street in Granville. It's a Family Fair. It's been here a long time. I think it used to be at D&W. But anyway, in terms of healthy tips, one of the big things that we like to talk about is marinades. And marinating your meat is, it actually will help cut down on HCAs, which are the cancer-causing elements that if you overchar your meat. So here's something really sweet. Lemon juice, vinegar, and herbs such as mint, tarragon, rosemary, sage for at least 30 minutes can reduce the HCA. And a fact I dug up is that rosemary in particular has an ingredient that really elevates that the fighting of the HCA. So
my Aunt Rosemary, is that who you're talking about?
Don't talk about her.
Oh, but she can grill, I'm telling you now.
Mm-hmm.
Or is that not the rosemary you're talking about?
No.
Okay.
No, it's the one that's growing in people's gardens right now.
Oh, wait, it might still be the same person.
I don't know. You need to go back to bed. Go lean, okay? Either trim the fat off or choose lean cuts of meat to reduce your exposure to cancer-causing polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons, okay? We're not tasting beer today, so I can say that. But they form when the fat drips onto the grill. So go lean, polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons, PAHs, and they're naughty. You got to send them to the naughty corner.
So from a practical standpoint, Bob, what that really means is that when the fat hits the grill, it creates a smoke and a char, and that's not necessarily the best thing for us. So if we can trim some of that off our meat before we cook it.
Exactly.
Right?
We want the juices to hit, not the fat.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly.
Offer vegetables or fruits. You know, we've had plenty of guests on who like to grill bananas, and I'm not even going to touch that. But also strawberries and peaches. There's all kinds of things you can throw on the grill. The strawberries work out quite well. But vegetables, I'm bringing up some zucchini and some yellow squash. We're going to Pentwater up to see our friends up there for the weekend. And I'm going to pick up all these top sirloins here. I'm going to grab some of these fresh shrimp from Family Fair. And I'm going to be putting lots of veggies on the grill.
You know, you're going to asparagus country up there by Pentwater. Are you going to grill any asparagus while you're there?
Dude, I was at Heidi's Market out on exit 52 on 96. I bought a bushel of it, and I canned it up a couple days ago. I'll have to get you a jar. It turned out so good. I did a little jalapeno blend with it.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Oh, love
pickled
them.
Asparagus. But
love
this
them.
Weekend, you're going to grill some, too, aren't you?
I've got them marinating right now with a little balsamic lemon and pepper and garlic deal with a little Lowry's in it. They've been marinating for 2 days. They're going to be off the hook. Oh, Maureen, if you're listening, throw those in the cooler.
You know, the other thing that you and I, it's more of a fall thing, but if you've got any of it in your freezer, don't forget the wild game. If you've got any venison, elk, or anything like that, that's a very lean meat usually. Grills up pretty well. You don't want to grill that too long because there's very little fat usually in wild game. So yep. Make sure that you watch that closely because if it's overdone, it gets tough quickly.
About 140 degrees is where you want to bring that elk.
Yep. Exactly, yeah. But it's fantastic
yeah.
If we do that. Now, we're going to have, last week we tried to play, you were out east of Philly.
That's right.
And we were going to try to play an interview that you had with Dick Vermeil, and we had some technical difficulties, but I think we got a better handle on that today. So tell us a little bit about that, Bob.
Okay, we're going to replay the interview that I did with Dick Vermeil, who's a friend of mine and a friend of Rob Russell's. And he basically does a fundraiser every year for the Boy Scouts. This is the 19th annual. Rob and I went out. It's a celebrity classic. So there's a bunch of big names out there. And we had a lot of fun. I brought my son, Jordan. And so let's roll that tape. This is Dick Vermeil.
Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. I am in Pennsylvania right now, and I'm talking with Coach Vermeil. We're at the 19th annual Dick Vermeil Boy Scouts of America Invitational. And it's a beautiful course and a beautiful day, and I'm just real happy for you that you had such a great turnout, Coach.
Yeah, you know, Bob, it's going real well. I think this is going to be one of our more successful, if not most successful, events. And having you here and Rob Russell here and your son here barbecuing for these guys as they go by has been a highlight. Nothing like that has been done here before, so it's different, and they're talking about
cool.
it. So we appreciate your support.
Hey, we're happy to be here, and my son Jordan's thrilled to meet all of you and your friends, and you hang with a pretty good crowd.
Well, there's been some fine old retired pro football players go by there, and of course Vince Papale of Invincible was there, and I think he got to meet Jordan.
Yes, he did.
Ron Jaworski here, Mike Mayock, all these guys you see on national television.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's fun for a young person like your son.
It is, but I think it's really cool for these guys that are sitting around you right here right now. We got some fine young Boy Scouts, and this is going to help your troops, your local Boy Scout
no question.
Squad, and it's good funding.
Yeah, no
and you're
question.
Going to raise about how much today?
I think we'll come close to $150,000 net.
Right.
Yeah, you know, it's the number one fundraiser for the Chester County Council here, for the Boy Scouts here. Actually, we're in Phoenixville. We're about 40 miles out of Philadelphia,
okay.
And it's a great community. It's a great golf course, and the county itself is wonderful, and they do a great job with the Boy Scouts program.
Now, when you're not around, all these guys are coming up to me by the grill, and they're wanting to know about your grill skills.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm getting better.
I know.
Yeah, I've taken
I know. They're all the kind of, you know, they're like trying to verify if you're really as good as everybody says you are.
Well, the problem is when you change barbecue grills and smoker ovens, all the techniques change. They're all different, I think, anyway.
Yeah.
And I've really learned to use the good one now, and it's taken me some time. I've got a great big one.
Yeah.
And
you've got the rodeo like me.
Rodeo. Yep. It's a huge one, and it takes more experience to use it properly, but Rob Russell has given me some help on it, backup support, and I've actually called him on the phone of a middle of a cookout.
Okay. I've heard some great stories from guys watching the Super Bowl with you and whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
They say you look like a ghost out on the patio because you're just in a cloud of smoke.
But they can see my glass of wine. I'll tell you that. Glass of wine and a barbecue, I'm living.
That's nice. Well, this being the 19th annual, maybe next year, Rob and I'll pony up and come on out here, and we'll put on a little better barbecue for you.
Well, I tell you, it was very good right now, and appreciate it because you drove all the way from Michigan.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
And Rob flew in out of Kansas City, so I mean that's a long way to go, and we appreciate it.
Yeah.
And I hope it ends up being worthwhile for you guys. Because I know Frank LeMaster's ordering one.
Frank
was my inside linebacker.
That's
you know?
Right.
I'll have all four linebackers off my 80 Super Bowl team here tonight.
That's sweet.
And they all love barbecue.
Good. Well, that's awesome, and. I got a chance to meet Hal. He's my new dealer here from Halco, so it's all good.
Great. Yes.
Well, listen, thanks a lot, Coach, and appreciate what you're doing.
Thank you.
Okay. That's good.
Yeah. Okay, well, that was Dick Vermeil, and what a guy. I hope some of you can get a chance to meet him someday. He will make an appearance out here with us in the future. I don't have it nailed down, but he's coming to town, and everybody loves Coach. He introduced me to Vince Papale, and if you ever saw the movie with Mark Wahlberg called Invincible, it's a movie about Vince, and they call him Vinny, and this guy, these guys are just a tight-knit group, but Vinny is probably in his 60s now, and just a striking gentleman, but very distinguished. He was the first NFL player to sign that did not play college football. And quite a story. Mark Wahlberg portrays him very well. The movie's called Invincible, and it shows Coach and Vinny in there. And you might want to check that out.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to The Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We are live out in Granville. We're celebrating Independence Day out here. The Spartan Mobile Grill is fired up. He's got that grill heating up already. Going to be doing over 100 pounds of New York strips. We're giving it up one bite at a time. We've got a gentleman over here from the VFW, Post 702.
Hoorah!
Yeah, who's got some flags here. He's raising a little money, a little dollar donation. I tell you what, it's all going on out here in Granville.
Tying back to Coach Vermeil, you can go to, he has a winery called Vermeil Wines. You can go to vermeilwines.com, and he'll send you a bottle of wine. And I think you can even get an autograph bottle, but some phenomenal wines. He comes from Napa Valley originally. He didn't grow up in Philly.
I tell you what, we've had the pleasure of having some of that wine. He makes some fantastic Pinots out there in the area where he's at. Again, if you're grilling a steak this weekend, you match that up with a nice glass of red wine. I tell you what, it doesn't get any better than that. Chill it a little bit in this hot weather, and it's just a great pairing.
You tell me what.
I tell you what.
Uh-huh. Isn't it? Well, you're listening to The Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM every Saturday from 9 to 11. You got a couple of grilling freaks on the radio, and this is all we do is talk about food, beer, and wine. And that's all the FCC will allow us to talk about.
Family Fair's got some great deals out here in Granville. I tell you what, they got Johnsonville brats. What's better on the grill than a Johnsonville brat?
Oh, maybe some top sirloin.
Right, but they've got two packages of them for $7, usually $10 for two packages. So get out here, grab some brats. They'll go great on the grill.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Bob, when you're cooking brats, though, you got to leave those on a little bit longer than like a hot dog, don't you?
I do. I go slow. Actually, if I have my smoker fired up, I'll smoke those cheesy Johnsonville brats,
uh-huh,
or maybe Sobeys, and I'll smoke them, and they'll spank anything off a grill.
Yeah, and the smoking process is about an hour, isn't it?
About an hour and a half if you're going about 200 degrees. You want to get that internal temperature on a sausage up to 160.
That's right. You want to get that cooked up so that you're not eating raw meat. There's,
of course,
you know,
the legal temp for pork now is 145, according to the FDA. So if you want to listen to the federal government, which few of us do anymore, they'll finally let you cook your meat to 145. So you have permission.
Awesome. You know, they got baby back ribs out here for $3.99 a pound. That's always a holiday favorite to throw a rack of ribs on. That's a three-hour cook, usually, so you got to plan ahead a little bit on those. But we've got some recipes on the website, thegrillingguys.com, for marinades and sauces for those ribs. We've got some rub recipes out there. There's a lot going on that website. Check it out.
That's right. I got a couple tips on buying barbecue grills. Here's a quick thought. Consider taste when choosing between gas and charcoal, if it matters to you. And then buy barbecue grills that are convenient to use. Okay? That has a lot to do with it. Think about the cost and fuel. And purchase grills that are the right size for your space, but make sure you get your grill from a real grill dealer, okay? Not someone that sells everything.
Yeah.
I love this song.
Absolutely. Well, coming up in the next segment, Bob's going to bring that pineapple and rum recipe for us. I've got the maple balsamic salmon. We're the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Ain't no better time than now for Mexico. No shoes, no shirt.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.